Well, hey, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name's Paul. I'm the teaching pastor for the Marion campus. I hope your day is off to a great start. Your Tuesday, if you're listening to this on a Tuesday or any other day, I hope you're doing well. I would just say too, I think I say that about every week when I'm here on this Drivecast. And I think a lot of times maybe you're driving around and you're saying, you know what, my day is not going well. And if that's you, I want to encourage you to reach out to a trusted person and say, hey, I'm struggling. I need prayer. I need you to intercede on my behalf. I need you to go to the Lord for me. I am angry. I'm frustrated. I'm sad. Whatever it may be that you're feeling this morning, I want to encourage you to connect with a trusted, godly person and let them know what you're walking through. I felt like I needed to say that this morning. So keep that in mind. Well, again, today we're talking about Psalm 1. And Psalm 1, of course, opens up the book of Psalms. Typically, that's how things work numerically. Anyway, so Psalm 1 begins with this. It says, blessed is the man. A couple of things here that are important. There's probably a little footnote or subscript right after the word man in your Bible, whether that's a physical Bible or a digital Bible. And so when the Bible is using this word for man in this particular instance, it's the Hebrew word ish, which is used to really be a representative example of a godly person. And so what we can say then is when we're reading Psalm 1, we can read it as blessed is the person who, and then it goes into the instruction, who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. So blessed is the person who does not do this thing or these things. Now, one more time, I think we need to dig into the words a little bit here and understand, well, what is the meaning of blessed? Of course I know what the meaning of blessed is, but I think sometimes we take for granted word meanings, and I'm not saying you need to, every time you study, open up your Bible and define every single word, though I will say that more often than not, when I dig into word meanings, it does deepen my understanding and therefore appreciation for the words that I'm reading. And so, particularly in this instance, I think it's helpful. And I think particularly in this instance, when we're asking, blessed is the person who, really understanding, well, I want to be blessed. I want to be a person who is blessed in the way that this is describing it. And so when you dig into the Greek here in the language, it's a, again, you may already know this Greek word. You probably have it written in your study notes, but it's the Greek word makarios. And I'm 100% certain I've said that correctly. So makarios is this meaning of a person who has received the benefits of God. And the word connected to makarios is a person who is happy. And so if we go back into verse 1 of Psalm 1, and we can really read it as happy is the person who. And then when we understand, oh, this is talking about happiness, we think, well, I want to be happy. I would love to be a happy person. And now this psalm is telling me, hey, if you want to be happy, here are the things to do. And that's really encouraging, right? And what I think is also really important here is that we see that the Bible is giving us instruction that is really counter to what the world would typically tell us happiness is and how happiness is attained. Once again, this has just turned into a word study. I apologize for that. But if you dig into the etymology of the word happy in the English language, it really stems from a word it became a word really in the 1300s, the mid-1300s, according to some research I've done here. And it really stems from the word hap, is the root word, with the suffix y or e, meaning a person characterized by. Well, hap in this original usage meant a person who is characterized by luck or their lot in life. And so what would happen is in the 1300s, when you looked around and you saw someone with an awesome farm and some sweet armor, and maybe they, you know, were the lord of the land, quote unquote, or whatever, you would say, wow, that person must be very happy. Because everything that I see in that person, well, they all their circumstances are great. They must be very happy. Well, the problem is we have extended that definition and understanding of happiness into our present day context. And what that then means is that we oftentimes tie our happiness and the attainment of our happiness to our circumstances. or to our perceived lot in life, or to the luck, quote unquote, whatever that means, of our day to day. And biblically speaking, that is incorrect. The Bible is telling us happiness, your joy, is not dependent upon your circumstances, nor is it dependent upon your possessions. Happiness is dependent upon the benefits and the blessings of God that you are experiencing. That is really good news, because what that means is no matter what circumstance and situation you're in, you can be happy. No matter how broken your world seems to be, no matter if you feel like born into just the worst situation, or your life has fallen apart, or you find yourself in prison, or you find yourself broke, whatever it is, happiness is attainable, because God does not determine his blessings and benefits on who you are. He determines his blessing and benefits by who you are in Christ. Really, the blessings that we received are determined by Jesus in our place. And so what that means is that through faith in Jesus, church, you can be happy because God sees his son in our place, and he pours out his blessings, his benefits upon those who belong to his son, because we belong to the Father through faith in Christ. And that's just really encouraging. That's really, really good news. And it's good for my soul today. I've been in a couple times lately where I've just felt like a real grump, just a grouch. And, I've been struggling. Like, why is that? You know, why do I feel this deep, just maybe discontentment or frustration? And in those moments, I think I need to remind myself, I'm a recipient of the blessings of God, of the benefits of God, because of who Jesus is. And that should well up in my soul happiness. And one of the keys, church, to feeling and expressing and believing and knowing that happiness, we'll go back into the psalm here, is this one key verse here. In verse 2, the psalmist says, but his delight, so the happy person, his delight is not in the world. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. And so what this means is that there's only two times that we need to be, you know, in the word of God, in the law of God, the word of God. So it's pretty simple. Two things. We need to be in the word of God day and night. All the time, the word of God needs to be in our minds and in our hearts. And when we do that, I think we'll be reminded of the benefits of God and the blessings of God, and we will find ourselves with a happiness that is not rooted in our circumstances, but a joy, ultimately, that is rooted in Christ. Because all of the promises of God find their yes in Jesus. Praise God. That's good news for us today. So maybe you're not happy today. Maybe you're struggling today, and I want to intercede on your behalf. Let's go to the Lord together. Say, Father, please, help me remember the benefits of God and allow those benefits to God to well up within me and really lead to joy. So, Father, we do ask that this morning, that you would allow us to see and to know your benefits that are ours in Christ Jesus, that we would be a people who meditate on your word day and night, that it is always on our hearts and on our minds as we are at our jobs, as we're parenting, as we're driving, just commuting, wherever we are, we would be reminded of what you promise us. And we would be reminded how you desire to pour your blessings out upon us. So we praise you for that. Give us a deep-rooted, real, lasting joy, ultimately found through your son, Jesus. We need you. We love you. Guide us as we go by your spirit. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.